Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Results of local elections held yesterday being made public. Results of 12 local levels of 3 districts made public. Election Commission preparing re-election in 83 polling stations of 16 districts which were disrupted yesterday, and at least 27 people killed in an office building fire in New Delhi. Now, the news in detail. Vote counts results are coming from across the country following yesterday's local level election. Till this news was prepared, the result of 12 rural municipalities have been received so far. As per the update, the CPN UML won 5 rural municipality chairs, while Nepali Congress won 4 rural municipality chairs. CPN Unified Socialist and CPN Maoist Centre have also won 2 and 1 rural municipality chairs, respectively. The vote counting in Manang has completed. Among the 4 local levels in Manang, Nepali Congress won 2 rural municipality chairs and CPN UML won 2 rural municipality chairs. Kansa Khale of CPN UML has been elected to the post of chairperson of Nisang Rural Municipality with 861 votes. Similarly, his closest rival, Chiring Doma Gurung of Nepali Congress, received 719 votes. In the post of vice chair of Rural Municipality, independent candidate Chiring Gurung was elected with 744 votes. His closest rival, Rinjan Torje Gurung, had received 719 votes. Likewise, Dhanabahadur Gurung of Nepali Congress has been elected to the post of chairperson of Nasa Rural Municipality in Manang. He gathered 820 votes, while his closest rival, Man Bahadur Gurung of the CPN UML, got 676 votes. Similarly, Bed Bahadur Gurung of CPN Mao Center from the Alliance was elected vice chair of the rural municipality, receiving 902 votes. His closest rival, Arjun Gurung, an independent candidate, got 591 votes. Likewise, the result of Narpa, Bhumi and Chame rural municipalities have also been received. The election officers said Kenzo Tenzing Lama of Nepali Congress has been elected the chairperson of Narpa Bhumi Rural Municipality. He was elected with 158 votes. His nearest rival was independent candidate who received 111 votes. Out of the total 448 eligible voters, 304 votes were cast in Narpa Bhumi Rural Municipality. Similarly, Lokendra Bahadur Khale of CPN UML has been elected as the chair of Chame Rural Municipality. He was elected with 320 votes. His nearest rival, Chiring Dorje Lama of Nepali Congress, got 277 votes. A total of 610 votes were cast in the rural municipality. Mingmar Doma Lama of Nepali Congress has been elected as the vice chair of Chame. Moreover, in Mustang, CPN UML candidate have won the elections to the post of chairperson and vice chairperson of Baragung Mukti Chetra Rural Municipality. As per the final result of the counting held at Kagbani Best Office of the returning officer, Rinzin Damgyal Gurung and Dicky Gurung of the CPN UML elected chair and vice chair of the rural municipality, receiving 867 votes and 749 votes respectively. Rinzin Namgyal's closest rival, Anjan Gurung of Nepali Congress, got 577 votes, while Dev Angpo Gurung of Nepali Congress gathered 677 votes in the post of vice chair. Likewise, Mohan Singh Lalchan of Nepali Congress has won the election as the chairperson of Gorpa Jong Rural Municipality in Mustang. Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center and CPN Unified Socialist had made electoral alliance in the rural municipality. The office of the returning officer informed that Lalchan received 760 votes, while his closest rival, Sanjay Kumar Thakali of CPN UML, got 758 votes. Similarly, Jamuna Thakali of the Nepali Congress was elected vice chair of the rural municipality by collecting 693 votes, while her closest rival, Mim Kumari Sherchan of CPN UML, gathered 618 votes. CPN UML candidate Lobsang Chompel Raju Bista has been elected chairperson of Lokhekar Damodar Kunda rural municipality of Mustang. According to the final result of the counting held at the Charang Best Polling Officer's office this morning, Besta was elected chair while Siring Lam Gurung of the same party was elected vice chair. Besta got 689 votes and his vice chair Gurung got 641 votes. Their closest rivals were Deb Bahadur Gurung of the CPN Unified Socialist, who got 185 votes for the post of chair, while Lakshmi Gurung of Nepali Congress got 225 votes for the post of vice chair. In the Lumangtang rural municipality, CPN UML candidate Tasi Norvu Gurung has been elected at the chair with 668 votes. His nearest rival, Tasi Gurung of Nepali Congress, garnered only 514 votes. As the vice chair of Lumangtang, Chamu Bista Gurung of CPN UML has been elected with 632 votes. Her nearest rival was Tsering Doka Gurung of Nepali Congress. She got 529 votes. The result of Thasang rural municipality in Mustang is awaited. Narasingh Singh Rukaya of CPN Mao Center has been elected the chairperson of Jagdulla Rural Municipality in Dolpa District. Narasingh caught 622 votes to secure the win, defeating his closest rival Hem Bahadur Mahatara of CPN UML by a margin of 37 votes. Similarly, CPN Mao Center's Amrita Lama Bohra was elected to the post of vice chairperson with 759 votes. Her closest rival, CPN UML's Chandrawati Thapa, was defeated by a margin of 10 votes. Earlier, KK Rural Municipality and Chakra Thang Shong Rural Municipality had elected their chair and vice chairs unopposed. Both the chairs were from CPN Unified Socialist. Likewise, in Seifoksundo Rural Municipality of Dolpa, chair of CPN UML candidate Dawa Gurung had also been elected unopposed. As two candidates for ward chair got equal votes in Rolpa Municipality Ward No. 2, the final result was released after a lucky draw. The result was announced through a lucky draw as ward chairman. Candidates from CPN Mao Center Prakash Dangi and Dhuchan Gharti Magar from Nepali Congress got equal 543 votes. After the lucky draw, Mao Center Dangi emerged victorious. However, Nepali Congress candidate in the ward member under Dalit Women's category, Women and Open category won the election in Rolpa Municipality Ward No. 2. Nepali Congress has secured win in Nepalganj Sub-Metropolitan City 23, Ward 23 in Bake. Jabbar Ali Behana, chair candidate in the ward from Nepali Congress, secured 232 votes, while his closest rival, Hussein Sesh from the Janata Samajwadi Party, got 194 votes. Voting updates are being received from all the metropolises as well. As per the latest report in Kathmandu, Balin Saha has been leading the vote count with 402 votes. UML candidate Kesav Sthapit is following him with 319 votes, and Nepali Congress candidate Sedana Singh is in the third place with 202 votes. Till now, 1,100 votes have been counted in Kathmandu metropolis. Similarly, in Bharatpur, CPN Mao Center candidate Renu Dahal has secured 116 votes, and in the second place, UML candidate Bijay Subedi has secured 110 votes, and independent candidate Jagannath Podel is following them with 35 votes in the third place. Moreover, in Lalitpur Metropolis, Chiribabu Maharjan has been leading the vote count with 219 votes, while his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar has been following him with 97 votes. Likewise, in vote counting has been going on in Pokhara, Bharatpur and Birganj as well. However, immediate updates are not available at the moment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौं, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Election Commission has said it is going to conduct a re-polling in 83 polling centres of 16 districts as soon as possible. The election in such places were disrupted due to various reasons. According to the Election Commission, the number of polling centres where voting was halted due to various reasons in local election has reached 83. As per the information received by the Commission through the election officials, voting was postponed in 28 municipalities, 16 districts and as of 10 p.m. on Saturday night. Disputes and subsequent clashes led to postponement of voting in districts including Jumla, Saptari, Kabrepalanchok, Rotherhat, Ramechhap, Bara, Bajra and Parvat. According to the Commission, the total number of postponement might differ since discussions were being held among the concerned parties whether to count votes or conduct re-voting in the polling centres in such places. Counting of votes has already begun in most of the local level. The local level election was held across the country yesterday. A re-election will take place in Barahathawa Municipality 17 in Sarlai District as the May 13th local election was disrupted. The District Election Office said various political parties and independent candidates, including the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, accused the Janata Samajwadi Party of preventing voters from other parties to vote, resulting in an election disruption. As per the office, on an all-party meeting will fix the date for the re-election. A Nepal Army helicopter has left for Charung Tinka, the most remote place of Darchula, to bring the ballot boxes of the polling that took place yesterday. The ballot box of Ward No. 1, which has been polling... I beg your pardon. The ballot boxes of Ward No. 1, which has two polling stations, has been kept in Charung. Chief District Officer Dirgaraj Upadhyay said the ballot boxes would be brought to Shunsera by helicopter. As there is no road transport available, ballot boxes and staffs are being carried by helicopters. More than 350 votes have been cast in two polling stations of Bass Rural Municipality 1. Of them, 136 votes were cast in Tinkers and 116 votes in Charung. National Passion Private Schools Organization in the country has appealed to the government to revoke the decision to give 2 days of holiday in a week in schools. NPAPSHIN, issuing a press statement today, requested the government to consider the decision, arguing that regular teaching learning activities were adversely affected for nearly 2 years due to COVID-19 pandemic. The government has already decided to provide 2 days of public holiday in a week, effective from tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 27 people have been killed and others are missing after a fire swept through a four-story office building in New Delhi. More than 70 people were inside when the fire started and witnesses said some jumped off the windows to escape. Women made up the majority of office workers. The BBC found distraught family members waiting outside a local hospital for news. A short circuit is thought to have started the fire. According to authorities, the owners of a CCTV manufacturing company, which was housed in the building, have been arrested in connection with the incident. Rosa has warned that Finland and Sweden's widely accepted bid to join NATO would lead to militarization of the region and that Moscow would respond if NATO deployed nuclear weapons near its borders. Russia's news agency Interfax reported that Deputy Foreign Minister Alexandra Grushko said Russia knows that NATO wants to militarize everything within reach. He is also quoted as saying that the proposed NATO expansion would cause a political reaction from Russia. Meanwhile, Russian energy supplier RAO Nordic says it will suspend deliveries of electricity to Finland from Saturday, citing problems with payment. The company said it had not been paid for previous deliveries. Meanwhile, Kharkiv's mayor tells the BBC that the Ukrainian forces have pushed Russian troops far out from Ukraine's second city. Mayor Ikor Terekhov says now it is calm and people are gradually coming back to the city. Meantime, Ukraine's president has said very difficult negotiations are underway over the evacuation of wounded fighters from Mariupol in the south. In his nightly address, Zelensky also reiterated his warning that Russia's blockade of Ukraine's port risks a global food crisis. And foreign ministers from NATO countries will gather in Berlin later as Sweden and Finland move closer to joining the Western military alliance. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said a rapidly spreading COVID-19 outbreak is a greater disaster for his country. According to state media, leader Kim called for an all-out battle to tackle the spread of virus during an emergency meeting on Saturday. It comes after officials announced the first confirmed cases on Thursday, although experts believe the virus has likely been circulating for some time. There are fears a major outbreak could have dire consequences in North Korea. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightnings are possible at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Results of local level elections held yesterday being made public. Result of 12 local levels of 3 districts made public. Election Commission preparing for re-election in 83 polling stations of 16 districts that were disrupted yesterday and at least 27 people killed in an office building fire in New Delhi. That's the end of News Bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.